A wise person once said that the parts of the Bible he found most difficult are not the parts that are hard to understand, but the parts that are as clear as day. The second half of this line of the Lord's Prayer could not be easier to understand. We are called to forgive others when they sin or trespass against us. Our willingness to forgive others is related to God's forgiveness of us. God's grace to us and our obligation to others go hand in hand. There is a mercy here, though it can seem a severe one. God, in his mercy, longs for us to live not in isolation, but in community with others. That community is expressed in friendships, in families, in marriage for those called to be married, in the family of God's people, the church, and in our wider society. Any community is a community of imperfect people. Therefore, any community we are part of will be spoiled by unkind words, hurtful actions, slander and gossip, and wrong attitudes. Without forgiveness, there can be no lasting community.